It's late August, and that means one thing for residents in and around Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The Little League World Series is in town. The Super Bowl of youth baseball.
Home run from the number 9 hitter, Ernesto Rios. And Mexico will win this one 11-1.
For nearly 70 years, teams from around the world have descended on this small city with hopes of leaving as a champion. And as WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, many neighbors never tire of welcoming them.
It all starts well before the first pitch, Wednesday morning to be exact. That's when rainbows of fold-out chairs begin appearing along 4th Street in downtown Williamsport, a short drive from where all the games are played.
We're just going to move up here a little bit.
Around 11, Lisa Angelo and her young niece are staking out their spots near a stationery store.
We bring them over around this time every year, and then we'll go home for a little bit, have some lunch, and then we'll come back about 3:30 and just watch people and wait for the parade.
That's the annual Little League World Series parade, an old-timey celebration showcasing the 16 teams in the series and Williamsport. Angelo has cherished this time of year since childhood.
I take about a week and a half off, yep, and go to all the games, and we're over there almost every day and every night.
As cheerleaders from Williamsport High School pass by her on the parade route, longtime resident Kelly Anderson says she enjoys the 35,000 people who briefly double the town's population each summer.
You get to see all the different teams and visit with all the different cultures that come to our area because this area does not have a lot of culture.
Local businesses also look forward to this time of year. John Yogodinsky, who owns Converge Gallery, planned for it specifically. He extended the run of an abstract art exhibit because he knew there'd be more eyeballs during the Little League World Series.
Typically in the gallery world, summers are slow. It's weird in Williamsport because summer's big for First Friday. You know, the weather's nice, tons of people are in town, and we also have the Little League, which brings tons of people.
The crowds are also music to Kurt Kane's ears. He owns Long Island Pizza, an enormous black and white checkered space inside a strip mall.
We are set up for volume because this is based on a, you know, New York City shop where I'm from, and I am just kind of used to the crowds and I love it. I thrive on it. That's my adrenaline.
Inside the Alabaster Coffee Roaster and Tea Company, owner Carl Fisher says, yeah, the extra people bring some headaches, like traffic, but that's just part of the tradition, one residents still get excited about.
That's the great thing about traditions. You know, when you can find something that's regular, that you can find comfort in, and that you enjoy, why wouldn't you want to repeat those things?
This year's Little League World Series champion gets crowned Sunday. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.